This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Trains to Denver International Airport were disrupted this morning after thieves swiped copper wiring from an RTD track. The A line normally runs between Denver International Airport and Union Station downtown, but RTD says it is indefinitely replacing that service with shuttle buses from Central Park Station. The agency doesn't know how long repairs will take, but travelers should expect delays around 45 minutes. GOP State Senator Kevin Priola announced yesterday that he's switching parties and joining the Democrats. CPR's Alejandro Alonso Gulva reports Priola has long been considered the most moderate member of the Republican caucus.
Priola says he made the switch in reaction to his party's opposition to fighting climate change and its continued support for former President Donald Trump. Priola made it clear that he hopes the change prevents Republicans from taking back control of the state Senate in the upcoming November election. Other members of the GOP blasted him for the shift and said he should be recalled. I'm Alejandro Alonso Galva, CPR News.
Ski season is just a couple of months away. Yesterday, Vail announced opening dates for its resorts around the U.S. Keystone is slated to open in mid-October, while Breckenridge and Vail will open November 11th. Beaver Creek and Crested Butte will follow on November 23rd. Vail says it will again limit the availability of lift tickets to reduce the number of people on the slopes. Arapahoe Basin and Loveland, typically two of the first ski areas to open, have yet to announce their opening dates. Right now in Vail, it's 68 degrees and partly cloudy. In Denver, it's 83. This is CPR News and KRCC.